We're looking at nationalities that Iraqis, Iranis, Vietnamese. They will go to France and Belgium, where they will meet these migrants who want to come to the UK or have been promised a better life in the UK and are coerced to try and get across. They are then put into the backs of vehicles that have been hired in the UK and taken across to Europe. They're put in the back and then they were concealed with other items in the van, and then English drivers are paid considerable amounts of money to drive them across the ports and into the UK. So what we've managed to do over the last 12 months is, working with the UKPA, is get these vehicles, identify these vehicles, get these vehicles stopped, detain the drivers and get our, what we call, victims out the backs of these vans.
And what happens to the victims after you stop one of these vans?
Well, a lot of the victims, if they're adults victims and that they're illegally obviously entering the UK, they will be taken to the local detention centres in the UK. If they're juveniles, then they go under the social services care and then are put into placements here. But whatever, there is a safeguarding element of it. They are victims, they've been brought here, coerced into the country, and we will treat them as victims.